Bruno Mars' reputation in the music world goes well beyond classical music, though that's where he got his start. The famed cellist has worked in bluegrass, jazz, Brazilian, Asian, contemporary, and film music. He's played for presidents and the Oscars. Animated Yo-Yo Mas have appeared on The Simpsons and PBS's Arthur. He's won all the big awards, and a few I've never heard of. Now he's receiving the 2013 Vilcek Award. And that brings Yo-Yo back to our studio. Yo-Yo Ma, the Vilcek Foundation gives these prizes in two fields, music and biomedical science.
Yep.
Now, not too long ago, we would have thought those were unrelated fields. Mm-hmm. Now, with all the neuroscientists studying music and how it affects our brains, these two areas aren't just rubbing elbows together. They're like joined at the hip, it seems.
Right, right. It is fascinating, and it is really fascinating to see, you know, and with books like with Antonio Damasio's Descartes' Error, to his looking at what is the constant between states of feeling and states of living. Mm. Because when you pay attention to feelings, you actually get a sense of where you are in the narrow band of what healthy existence is.
And the reason these scientists are so keen on music is because music has a kind of a direct access to those feelings.
Absolutely. I think you know, every piece of music I could claim deals with a different set of states of mind, of states of feeling. So every music, every genre, every piece of music that is sort of legitimately put together, in other words, that is consistent with itself, represents a certain world of feelings. Mm. And I think, you know, I was talking with the Vilceks about talent. So here's another place in common. It says, who's doing things for extrinsic or intrinsic value? Extrinsic is sort of, I'm doing this because if I put my name on this paper, this is going to get me a job. You know, okay. It's like you get social approval, external mm-hmm. approval. Intrinsic is like, I am so excited by this. Let me show you what this is. You know, you're passionate. You're driven by curiosity. That tends to be, you know, something that both is tremendously appreciated in music as well as in, you know, in research and science. You have to find out you're on a path, and whether you get applauded for it or not, you're going to find out.
Right.
Right. And that's very important.
Now, and in your career, that it's almost as if the extrinsic and the intrinsic have gone kind of hand in hand. We're speaking with Yo-Yo Ma, winner of the 2013 Vilcek Prize, specifically for contemporary music, but you could use that term contemporary music to encompass some pretty ancient things, like, for example, the Silk Road Project, something near and dear to your heart. You know, I'm sure that was an intrinsic.
Absolutely, because thing. I was scared to death, almost now close to 15 years ago when, you know, I was living with this idea for a while, and should it come to life? Should it have a life? Should it? And, you know, what would people say? I was very, very worried about the extrinsic reaction, because it's like, what in the world is he doing now? You know, what is
why doesn't he go back to Bach?
Exactly. And what I found out is that by pursuing the intrinsic interest, I'm a better Bach player today than I was 15 years ago. And so it does come around, because you don't often get better when you just keep practicing.
Right.
You know, it's like you go revolve around a center and you start to do a lot of navel gazing. And in my case, it's not a pretty sight. You know,
Yo-Yo Ma getting perilously close to giving us too much information on soundcheck. let's hear, this is from the Songs of Joy and Peace collection. Osvaldo Golihoff, a globe-trotting composer, a song called Kuaile, am I saying that right?
Kuaile, which is means happiness.
And this features Wu Tong, who many years ago you brought here into our studio, a great Chinese musician with the Silk Road Ensemble. This is Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Project at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yo-Yo Ma, my guest on Soundcheck. That's a little bit of Kwai Le, Wu Tong, and the Silk Road Ensemble. Yo-Yo Ma, of course, playing cello, but the Silk Road Ensemble featuring instruments from along that fabled trade route, which ran from China through Central Asia, the Stans, all the way through the Near East, and ended in Europe. So, you know, there is a direct connection to the Western classical tradition.
Absolutely. And obviously, all the trade and ideas went both ways between the Mediterranean and the Pacific. So, but what's interesting is as we get older as an ensemble, we feel more and more there's a more like a band sound, and so that and the explorations are not so much okay. So they always revolve around joining tradition and innovation, you know, and so, but where it's taken us, and now that more and more of the ensemble members are taking the lead, you know, we just made a recording, but it features works that ensemble members have written. Colin Jacobson now is a composer and great improviser.
He's a
Vijay
violinist.
Iyer is a great jazz pianist,
right?
And he's given us an amazing piece, David Bruce from England, and so lots of people are you know, it's almost like another generation of composers are coming along and participating in what is becoming more and more naturally accepted. So what was maybe strange 15 years ago now is more or less organic to what is happening in our present environment.
We're speaking with cellist Yo-Yo Ma. He's one of the winners of this year's Vilcek Prizes, which encompasses the fields of biomedical science and music. It's a big prize. It's $100,000. We're going out drinking after this, I hope?
Absolutely. gold leaf and, you know. Just kidding.
I want to read this. The Vilcek Foundation honors and supports foreign-born scientists and artists who have made outstanding contributions to society in the United States. Like many people, I forget that you are an immigrant.
I am an immigrant.
Born in Paris to Chinese parents. You grew up here in New York for the most part, right?
Yep.
What was your experience growing up in New York? Was it a foreign place? Was it a global village? What was that immigrant experience like?
Well, I think, you know, it's the more, now that I'm 57 and I really did move here pretty much exactly 50 years ago when I was seven. And the most important thing about immigration is that it forces you, forced me to think along two tracks for the rest of my life. Because what I realized is that you can't be in two places at once, even though you really desperately want to. What it made me do is that I had to understand that the wish to be on two tracks meant that there were going to always be blank spaces. So if I'm spending a year in the States, it means I'm not growing up that year in France.
Right.
Right? So the comic books, the children's stories all change. So my stubborn wish to want to keep, you know, two tracks going made me develop an imagination that needed to be filled in. So it's like, you know, so it became a connect the dots way of life. And it also, the other thing that immigration does is that it makes you always realize whenever you're in a, you know, in an environment or an ecosystem, you're either an insider or an outsider, and or you're either a guest or host. So when you participate in a conversation, says, you know, you might say to me something like, "Oh well, you remember this, of course, like from the 70s or the 60s," and I might not. So I might, in order to keep the conversation going, I might just say, well, and you know, and you assume that I get it, but actually I might not. And when do you say that? When do you not say that? It's a very interesting thing to think about, because I think it's not exclusive to the immigrant, but this happens in our daily society probably multiple times every day.
Well, and it could be something as simple as, you know, you're talking about music and someone says, oh, well, you know, Yo-Yo Ma worked with Philip Glass and, you know, the big name in the music world. But there may be someone at the table who does not listen to contemporary classical music and doesn't know who that refers to. So there's always that, you know, we build these kind of communities, but sometimes they can be sort of closed.
Right.
And it's sort of important to kind of be as open as possible to bring people into the conversation.
Exactly.
Which you can take as a metaphor for a much larger political statement if you want.
Absolutely. or for anything, because you just mentioned Philip Glass. Philip Glass, we think of what? The American composer, the iconic American composer, the minimalist. But we don't think of Philip Glass as someone who studied with Nadia Boulanger in Paris. And he was given an assignment where he apparently, he said to Ira Glass, his cousin, one day that, you know, I couldn't transcribe this. I was given this task. I hit the wall. I hit my personal edge. I couldn't get beyond it. And it was, I think he had to transcribe a piece of Indian music.
Ravi Shankar, yeah, the Chappaqua soundtrack. This is a pretty,
you know,
a pretty famous story.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So he, you know, that was the beginning. Once he crossed that bridge, he became Philip Glass, you know.
That was his Rubicon.
Exactly.
When he crossed it,
so I think we all have either, it's by immigration, mental immigration, imaginative immigration, or physical immigration. And that's where the basis of invention comes from, is when you actually, you're able to cross.
Yo-Yo Ma collaborating on Philip Glass's score to the silent film Nakoi Katsi here on Soundcheck. We're speaking with Yo-Yo Ma. The cellist has recently won and is now being awarded the 2013 Vilcek Prize, which, you know, the Vilceks came from Czechoslovakia, the former Czechoslovakia. It goes to foreign-born scientists and artists who've made major contributions here in the States. At what point did you feel comfortable enough as an American musician, as an American citizen, as a consumer of American culture, to begin to get into traditional American music, the Appalachian Records with Edgar Meyer and Mark O'Connor, the Goat Rodeo Sessions. Congratulations, yet another Grammy on the mantelpiece for that.
I'm happy to report that Stuart Duncan and I were very honored to work with two geniuses, Chris Thiele and Edgar Meyer, who both won the MacArthur Genius Award. So, you know, I play with two geniuses. You know, it's like, it's fantastic. Stuart also happens to be a genius, but he's yet to be awarded the prize. But, but I just want you to know that, you know, I cavort.
So the Goat Rodeo Sessions, 50% genius, certified
exactly,
genius content.
That's right. This should be a label, you know.
Both mandolinist Chris Thiele and bassist Edgar Meyer have won the so-called Genius Grant from the MacArthur Foundation. Let's hear a little bit. This is Goat Rodeo from the now Grammy-winning record by Yo-Yo Ma and company called Goat Rodeo Sessions. Thank you. Goat Rodeo is from the Grammy-winning album Goat Rodeo Sessions. My guest is cellist Yo-Yo Ma. You heard him there with fiddler Stuart Duncan, a great player out of Nashville, Edgar Meyer on bass, Chris Thiele on mandolin. Okay, so I sort of cut you off, Yo-Yo, before you had a chance to answer my question, which is at what point, as an immigrant, you know, we're talking about immigration, at what point did you feel comfortable enough that this could be your music?
Well, I think any time that I have a great guide, goes back to sort of crossing a boundary, you know. And so I met Edgar over 20 years ago, and he introduced me to Chris Thiele, I'd say, you know, 7-8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we finally did something a couple of years ago. So it was, and of course, it was, you know, love at first sound. Mm-hmm. And we said, let's do something. And he said, okay, great, but let us introduce you to Stuart Duncan. And it's all through trusting friendships, which means that we share a curiosity about one another. Obviously, everybody is fabulous at what they do. And that there's a and we share values. Mm-hmm. The values of collaboration, of being flexible. The more I live, the more I think that common values is the basis of being able to invent or jump from one idea far enough to get to another place.
All right. One of the commonalities of much of what you've done over the years, apart from playing Bach and, you know, all the rest, working with the Silk Road Project, working with Edgar Meyer and Chris and Stuart and all the other stuff, is improvisation. That is something when you first worked with Bobby McFerrin, I remember you saying you were terrified because, you know, Bobby, he's an improviser. That's his bread and butter. It's how it's the position from which he makes music. And you, coming from a very different place, you know, you were sort of petrified at the idea. Where are you with improvisation now?
That's always a really, really good question. I can give you a big picture.
I just made it. I just improvised that on the spot.
Oh, here. You're just such an improviser. And I will tell you that I think more and more that the biggest improvisation one does is life. Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, you really, there is no playbook. Mm-hmm. You do have to make it up. And I do ultimately think that's it. I'm not a great improviser, but on the other hand, you give me something and you say, okay, you have to fill this in for, you know, I'll do it. But it's something, it's not a mystery.
Mm-hmm. Should they teach improvisation at the conservatories?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's one of the, I think what I'm so happy to see is that more and more young people are coming out of our schools. They can improvise. They know several different musics really well.
Right. They don't have to immigrate from one to the other. They've
exactly.
grown up. And Yo-Yo Ma, once again, winner of this year's Vilcek Prize in New York to actually pick up said prize and stopping here in the Soundcheck studio. Yo-Yo, it's always great speaking with you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.